With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. We could find out more this afternoon about a vicious assault in downtown Windsor over the weekend that put the victim in critical condition. Police released video of the assault showing a group of people chasing the victim, throwing him to the ground, and kicking and punching him repeatedly. They arrested a 25-year-old man on Monday, and they've identified another suspect, but they're still looking for the four others. The descriptions are up on our webpage. The OPP has reopened Highway 3 between County Roads 27 and 29 in Kingsville. They did that around 3 this morning after a crash around 8 last night. They didn't say a lot about it other than the closure would be a long one and drivers should find another route. There's no word on if there were any injuries. A Windsor city councillor thinks the city needs a code of conduct for the public, much like the one adopted recently by the County of Essex. Mark McKenzie also thinks metal detectors at City Hall and the WFCU Center are a good idea. He thinks it would tamp down on what he calls unreasonable behavior by some members of the public. The county adopted its policy after a meeting in April where members of the public disrupted a meeting by shouting and making threats about the 15-minute city. Instead of a trip to London or Toronto, patients with gastrointestinal illnesses can get an endoscopic ultrasound at Windsor Regional Hospital now.
Easing their strain, anxieties, anxiety about travel and anxiety about the diagnosis and waiting. So I think that's such a great thing for our patients and our community.
That's Dr. Sabina Misra helping unveil the machine yesterday. The Windsor Regional Hospital Foundation helped cover the $430,000 cost. There's word the federal government plans to offload up to half of its office buildings across the country. CTV News says it's because more people are working from home. It was looking at reducing its footprint even before the pandemic, but remote work has accelerated that plan. Canadian news publishers say a ban by Google and Facebook will devastate digital news. Online giants have threatened to do that if Ottawa passes its online news bill unchanged. The Toronto Star says one company, Village Media, would lose half of its digital revenue. It owns 25 local news publications across Ontario. And the City of Windsor and Zaire's are expected to share details of a partnership to provide shuttle service to the Ford Fireworks. That's on June 26th on the Detroit River. It's offered the service for many years now. The Jays beat the Brewers 7-2, while the Tigers lost 10-6 to the Rangers. Sunshine and hot again today with a high of 30 on the way. Clear skies tonight down to 15 overnight. Sunny 32 tomorrow and 32 on Friday too. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.